The Story of Our Lives by Helen Warner. Read by Imogen Church. August 1997. One story dominates the news tonight. Diana, Princess of Wales, has died in a car crash in Paris. Southwold, Chapter 1. Sophie could feel herself starting to sweat as she tried to heave the stone pot to one side. Could it really be this one that the key was under? Surely they'd have put it under one that wasn't so bloody heavy. Instead of lifting it, she decided to try rolling it instead. Sure enough, the pot began to move, but the momentum gathered pace more quickly than she had expected, and it rolled unstoppably towards her foot and straight over her toe. Breathless with pain, and almost not daring to look for fear of the damage she might find, she examined her foot. The toe of her Converse offered very little protection and sagged ominously where her big toe should have been. Gingerly, she pressed with her thumb and winced in pain. She slumped down onto the path, which was still wet from an earlier rain shower, and groaned as her jeans immediately absorbed the moisture. She knew without looking that the damp patch would have spread in a fascinatingly symmetrical fashion across her rear. Maybe this weekend away wasn't such a good idea after all. The omens weren't great, with the shockwaves over Princess Diana's sudden death still reverberating throughout the country. And although the others had left it to her to organise everything, she knew they would moan.